Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again for our regular China America Radio listeners. You know that over the past couple of years, we've visited the Fancy Food Show and some other food events that are happening in our neighborhood. And the Fancy Food Show for New York City was held just a couple of weeks back. And we once again took our China America microphones around to some of the vendors with some products and some services and met some interesting people that we'd like to share with our China America listeners. So let's take our microphone and head out onto the floor right now.
Guest this time is PJ Quesada. We spoke with him last year at the food show about some products from the Cucina company, but you now have your company has a couple of different brands and a couple of different products. So we're going to talk Philippines and ice cream. Not things that most people normally put together, but it makes more sense if you tell us about it.
Certainly. Well, Steve, thanks again for coming by the booth. You're talking about Philippines and ice cream. My family comes from the Philippines, and in the Philippines we have a lot of exotic fruits like jackfruit, purple yam, mango, coconut, and these flavors are really familiar to people of Asian descent because they're pretty much everywhere. So what we did when my grandparents started the company in the late 60s is we decided to put these flavors that we'd grown up with and put them into ice cream. After about four decades of selling these exclusively to Asian supermarkets, we started a few years ago to reimagine how a more broad American audience might interpret ice creams that aren't, you know, vanilla and chocolate. So what we started is we took some of our more popular flavors like our purple yam, our mango, our coconut, and we even added some new ones like guava, and our newest at the show here is Kona Coffee Chocodamia Nut. And when we reimagined this whole brand, we thought, you know what, this is really a Hawaiian beach party. Hawaii is kind of where Asia and America really does combine. A lot of these fruits actually are grown natively in Hawaii as well. And so when we created the Kona Coffee Chocodamia Nut, it was to create kind of a new gateway into the tropical flavor paradise that we have created.
Okay. Well, now, the chemistry of making ice cream, I come from the Midwest, and we have seasonal ice creams depending on what's in the garden out behind the house. Are there any fruits that don't work with ice cream?
You'd be surprised. I have not found many fruits that don't work with ice cream. It really becomes kind of a personal preference. There's one fruit in particular that is challenged when you put it into an ice cream, and that's pineapple. Pineapple is on the acidic side, and sometimes the acidity and the creaminess of real premium ice cream like we make really doesn't mix. So there's a product out there, I think it's called Dole Whip, and that's a vegetable oil type product specifically to combat the acidity, and it's a great product. But we haven't found a really good way to put a pineapple type or other acidic product into an ice cream. From a seasonality standpoint, actually all of the fruits that we use are seasonally grown in the Philippines and some of the other Southeast Asian countries which we source them. So we've, over the years, gotten really good at picking the fruits and processing the fruits at their peak ripeness and then flash freezing them and sending them to California where we include them in our ice cream so that we really get the best possible flavor regardless of the season in which we produce it in our factory.
So if folks want to sample or buy a package of your ice cream, what brand are they looking for?
They're definitely going to be looking for the Magnolia brand. That's a blue oval with a white script that says Magnolia, kind of reminiscent of the old Ford logo. And when you find it, you can actually find it at Asian supermarkets in a large 48-ounce container if you really want to commit to a tropical paradise. Mm-hmm. But if you want to sample more than one of our flavors in your shopping cart, you can go to some of the smaller markets, like here in New York we'll be in Morton Williams, Gourmet Garage, and in right across the river in Jersey we're in King's and Balducci's. And you can find between four and six flavors at any of those markets.
And your website for people who want more information would be?
For more information, go to magnoliaplease.com.
We spoke last year about your Cucina products and your spring rolls. I understand there's been a slight innovation in the preparation of that for this for the new world.
Well, it might be a little bit more than slight. A couple of years ago, we started looking at the gluten-free trend and began work in 2013 reformulating our own homegrown spring roll wrapper recipe, which we'd been using for about 4 decades, and turning it into something that's not only gluten-free for those that are conscious or have chosen a gluten-free lifestyle, but still maintains the same crunch quality and flavor that our customers have come to expect from Cucina. And at the show here, we finally debuted it, and I was a little anxious, but fortunately, it's been a huge hit, and it's really redefined how not only our own customers are looking at our line, but it's redefining about how we are looking at our own line.
And for the folks who want information on the Cucina product, where can they go for that?
For Cucina, you can go to Cucina.com. That's Cucina.com.
Thanks very much, PJ. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Our guest is Katie Benjamin, and we have a couple of my favorite things. First of all, anything with the word bacon in it can't be all bad. And for those of us who grew up with cast iron skillets in our world, so what do you got here?
We have Skillets Bacon Jam. It's a bacon spread that we created in our Airstream trailer in a cast iron skillet, because you can make everything in a cast iron skillet.
Apparently in an Airstream trailer, too.
Sure can.
So what's the theory behind it? Did the world need a bacon spread?
The world did need bacon spread, and we needed to do something with the bacon ends. We were baking our own bacon out of pork belly, and after we'd press it, we'd have the ends. A lot of waste to that. So what we did is we put it into a big pan, emulsified it down, a little brown sugar, a little vinegar, and off you have it. Spread it onto a burger, and now you've got bacon.
So tell me, I guess the first question one might ask would be, what happens to the grease?
We render it all out, and then we use it to make other things. Bacon grease goes a long way, and it's the best flavor.
How did you come by making a spread? Did you come up with a piece of toast that was lonely, or what?
Well, toast is lonely. Everything does taste better with bacon. Bacon loves company. No, we were putting it on top of burgers. We were actually just wasting so much of the bacon that we decided to give it a try. And if it could be possible, it's even juicier than bacon.
What would be your application for the product besides spreading it on bread? Is it like something you could use, obviously, for parties or put on toast or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Putting it on toast, putting a fried egg on top of it, call it a little bacon sandwich. Grilled cheese, one of my favorite things to put it on is the grilled cheese. Alaskan Airlines actually does that. As well as brie, warm it in brie, and then it's a dipping sauce. It's really, really versatile. You can do anything with it.
Where's your company?
Seattle, Washington.
And does everything come from that part of the world? You get your the bacon products and everything is pretty much from that Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, it sure is. We're really into sourcing local and trying to use the best products available to us. So the majority of everything comes from the Pacific Northwest. It's Hempler's Bacon, which is located out there. All of our balsamics are going to be a localer balsamic. I mean, Italian is better, but we do have some that are out there.
And you can have your spread with a nice Willamette Valley Pinot Noir.
Yep, a Willamette Valley Pinot Noir, a Tillamook cheese, all of these things are perfect. Yep. They grow together, they go together.
What's your product line extension? You're looking for grinding up something else that's not busy right now and putting it on toast?
You know, I'm going to hang with bacon for just a little while longer. We did introduce the ketchup sauces, and that's all made out of pumpkin. So, you know, we like to keep it fresh. We like to do things that are just a little off of the normal.
If people want more information on your product, how can they find it?
They can find it at skilletstreetfood.com, and we're located in Costco's. We're in a lot of other places, but the World Wide Web will be your best bet.
Hey, thanks so much. Got a great product, smells wonderful, and I wish you much success.
Hey, thanks so much. Enjoy the show.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.